The final parak of the Masechta goes through the process of the Seder night, and right now the Mishnah is up to the end of the stage of Magid, where we fulfill the mitzvah of telling over the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim, and of giving this over to one's children. And at the end of the stage of Magid, we learned in the previous Mishnah that we start praising Hashem. And this is really the first half of Hallel, although the main part of Hallel is said later on at the Seder. Hallel is begun at the end of the stage of Magid. After going through the entire story and the amazing miracles which occurred at Yetzias Mitzrayim, we begin to praise Hashem. The question is, at Heichon Hu Omer? Until which point in Hallel does the person leading the Seder, and perhaps everybody there, how much of Hallel does he say? Until the words Eim Abonim Smecha, which is at the end of the first paragraph of Hallel. Although the first paragraph of Hallel does not talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim itself, it calls the Jewish people Avdei Hashem, servants of Hashem, and that really hints to the fact that we are no longer servants of Paro or Mitzrayim, but we are now Hashem's servants. But Beis Shammai say that one should not say any more than that, and the Gemara explains that this is in order that the children don't fall asleep. If you start dragging out the stage of Magid, then the children would have fallen asleep before it comes to the stage of Matzah. And we want the children to be awake for the eating of the matzah, and therefore only the first paragraph of Hallel is said now. They should say until the end of the second paragraph, which ends with the words Chalomish L'mayim Moyim, because that is the paragraph which really talks about leaving Mitzrayim, and Kriyas Yamsuf, which is really the culmination of Yetzias Mitzrayim. That was really when the Egyptians all drowned, and we had truly escaped from the Egyptians. And since the whole point of saying Hallel now is praising Hashem for Yetzias Mitzrayim, says Beis Hillel, we need to mention this paragraph as well. Alright, and the entire stage of Magid ends with a bracha, praising Hashem for the redemption from Mitzrayim, v'chaisim b'geula. He ends by making a bracha on the redemption. Now, what exactly does that bracha contain? So Rabbi Tarfon says that he should say, Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam. And then what is the bracha? Asher ge'olonu, blessed is Hashem who redeemed us, v'ga'al es aviseinu m'mitzrayim, and redeemed our forefathers from Egypt. And again, that fits in with what we learned earlier on in this perek, that on Seder night one is supposed to feel as if he himself left Mitzrayim, that he himself was redeemed. So according to Rabbi Tarfon, this is a short bracha, which only praises Hashem for the redemption from Mitzrayim. However, Rabbi Akiva says that there are two differences. Firstly, Rabbi Akiva says that the bracha is much longer, and as well as praising Hashem, the bracha also contains requests for the future. And the rule when it comes to brachas is that if a bracha is much longer, especially if it includes both praises and requests, then as well as beginning with Baruch Atah Hashem, blessed are you Hashem, it also has to end with Baruch Atah Hashem. And so Rabbi Akiva says that after praising Hashem for the redemption, we then add Kein Hashem Elokeinu v'Elokei Aviseinu. So too Hashem, our God and the God of our fathers, Yagi'enu l'moyadim v'le'regalim achirim, let us reach other significant dates and Yomim Tovim, which we are coming towards them in peace, Sameichim b'vina nirecha, happy in the rebuilding of your city, Yerushalayim, v'sasim b'abidosecha, and rejoicing in your service in the Beis HaMikdash, v'noichal shom v'nazvachim v'napsachim, and we will eat over there from the Korbanos, this is referring to the Korban Chagiga, v'napsachim, and from the Korban Pesach, those were the two Korbanos which were eaten on Seder night. The Chagiga was eaten first, because the whole point of the Chagiga is so that one would be able to eat the Korban Pesach in a state of being satisfied. So you would need to eat the Korban Chagiga first, and that's why over here we mention the Korban Chagiga before the Korban Pesach. V'chulu, etc. So the Mishnah doesn't actually include the entire text of this bracha, because it includes more requests which the Mishnah does not mention, but be as it may, since it's a much longer bracha, ad Baruch Atah Hashem Gaal Yisrael, he ends the bracha with another Baruch Atah Hashem, blessed are you Hashem, who redeemed the Jewish people.